Good day, dear friends. As I sit here in the library where I work, my heart turns to the anticipation of the upcoming celebration of Easter. And I wanted to bring to your attention a scripture that I've been pondering over. It's found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And of course, who we are talking about is Jesus himself. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death. And I wondered about that. Obedience is something that my heart longs for, but to know that Jesus became obedient even to death on a cross, which was something that was vile in his time. And that is something very humbling to myself. You know, I want to be like Jesus here while I am involved in the community where I am. And in obedience, I want to follow him. And I'm sure that means that there will be times that I'm asked to do things that go against what I really want to do, but I know that being obedient to God is more of a desire that I want than my own wants. And so I want to encourage you to think on things such as these in a time where our world is in chaos, but yet God being humble, even to the point of death on the cross, can bring us strength and bring us hope. And so I want to pray for you. Father God, thank you so much as we prepare our hearts for Easter. Thank you that you, being the God of the universe and the one that loves us so much, that you would send your Son to walk the earth in the appearance as a man and humbling himself, becoming obedient even to death on a cross. Thank you, God. It's hard to even fathom how much love that could possibly be. And so we trust that you love us immensely, even more than we could ever imagine or hope for. Thank you, Father, for this time of Easter. Help our hearts to turn toward you and toward loving others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.